The following program is sponsored by MidAmerica Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of MidAmerican Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you again with an exciting show in store. And the reason that I want to cover the topic today that I'm covering is because there are so many questions about this particular topic. And that is the topic of annuities. Come on. I know a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions, a lot of preconceived ideas about annuities, and I want to take a few minutes and talk about them. Now, the reason that I want to talk about these, I'm going to attempt in today's show to come across with what I believe is going to be the most unbiased information about annuities that I can possibly produce. I've been in the industry 32 years. I have had a lot of experience seeing other types of products, seeing a lot of these products, learning about them. I wouldn't say that I'm the world's renowned expert on them, but I do know a lot about these products. And I want to try to talk today about what I want to call Annuities 101. Now, why am I talking about this topic today, first of all? Well, because a lot of you out there listening own them. A lot of you out there, everybody out there listening has been shown them. There is a lot, and I mean a lot, of misinformation about these. Matter of fact, now this is going back a few years, so don't count me on this statistic. But I remember years ago, we're going back decades now, when I passed my exam to market insurance in the state of Missouri and Kansas, they told us certain areas that people needed to study really hard on. Well, this was one of them. The reason was, this was the area that was most failed by the individuals that took the test. Even the guys, unfortunately, that market these products don't fully understand how they work. So today's goal is not to try to sell an annuity. It's not it at all. It's not even trying to bash annuities. There's so many guys on the internet now, some of the best names on radio, some of the most popular talk shows. They want to do nothing but bash annuities. I don't want to bash annuities. I don't want to sell annuities. I want to just talk about them because I'm going to cover the different types today so that you'll at least have a better understanding about what you have or what you've been shown or what you've been thinking about. And I want to talk about the good, bad, and the ugly of them, really. And there's different types, by the way. Annuities is not just a general term that covers all types. So that's kind of my goal in today's show, is to cover Annuities 101. It's not going to be a boring show. I think you'll find that I can make this somewhat of a boring topic very exciting, actually, and it's going to get a little technical, but with no further ado, let's go. You know, before we get started, let me take a minute and just talk about something that I have found with these products that is just kind of an overriding theme of truth with them, and that is, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to that have a lot of misinformation about annuities, and annuities are like anything else. you can use them or you can abuse them. Now, unfortunately, it's many of the people that market them that abuse them. And it's not to say that the product itself is a bad product. It's just to say that they can be abused. It's one of the reasons that there has been so much regulatory scrutiny on these products in the last several years. I will tell you the reasons that I find that people that own them do own them. And one of the motivating factors of why people want to own them, that purchase them, is security, safety. And whether you love them or hate these things, you got to admit, if you do much research at all, they are one of the most safe areas that a person can have their monies. Now, when I say that, is it possible for a person to lose money in an annuity? Yes, it is possible. There are different types of annuities out there. We're going to get into those in a minute. When I say that, it's really not the annuity that lost the money as much as the stock market that lost the money, and that being a variable annuity. But the annuity product itself is backed by an insurance company. The insurance company that you have it through is reinsured. What that means is there's another company that will come in that's already predestined to purchase their business if the company that you have it through fails. And then if that doesn't work, the state in which you reside will come in and take over. So it's a safety system that's set up very much like that of the FDIC with banks. And it's worked. It's worked for a lot, decades. It's worked for over 100 years. And let's face it, love them or hate them, the insurance industry is a very, very large industry. Matter of fact, we got to be shown something that we in the investment business didn't even know would happen. And that is the government, federal government is even willing to come in and step in and bail out. You remember back in 2008? You remember the first quantitative easing program? You've heard me talk about this on different other shows about the quantitative easing and how it's kind of propped the market up falsely. Well, who remembers the first QE policy? It was George W. Bush that put it in place. What was the company he bailed out? All right, time's up. It was AIG, American General. Why did he bail out AIG? Why them of all companies? They are the country's largest reinsurer. They couldn't fail. And so that's even the federal government came in. So the safety, if I were to say, is one of the reasons that people are motivated to get these things. You know, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm here trying to sell an annuity. That's not it. I'm just trying to give you information. But if you think about it for a minute, if you have a pension and it's paying out, look at your check. It is probably coming from an annuity company. Matter of fact, when you chose your pension, be it Missouri Public Retirement or in the state of Kansas, you had different payout options, 10-year certain, 20-year certain, lifetime payout over joint lives. Those are annuity payouts. So the pensions are basically annuities. And by the way, if you are thinking about or you are receiving Social Security, do you know what the amount is called that you're going to get at full retirement age? It's called your PIA. If you've listened to other shows, you've heard me talk about PIA, the amount you're going to get at full retirement. Have any idea what PIA stands for? Primary insurance amount, an annuitized payout. So, you know, love them or hate them, we're involved with these things. So that's the whole plan in today's show. I don't want to, again, I really want to stress that. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to sell it to you. I don't want to sit like I'm trying to bash them. I just want to give information so that you guys out there have a better understanding of them because they are part of our investment universe of options. And, you know, if you've got an annuity or you have been shown an annuity or you're thinking about an annuity and you're unsure, the heck is this thing? Is it right or is it wrong? How does it work? You know, I heard the guy explain it. I'm not quite sure. Give us a call. We will be more than happy to take 10 to 15 minutes off the air, no cost, no obligation, and at least explain it to you to let you know what you've got. Also, something that I'd love to put in your hands for those that call in, and that is a white paper called The Introduction to Non-Stock Market Alternatives. It doesn't just cover annuities. It covers a lot of different areas. So it'll give you an idea of how they work and what other alternatives are out there. So again, give us a call Our phone number is toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 1-800-611-1966. All right, so let's take a few minutes and break these things down. Well, first of all, what you got to realize, they come in two flavors, immediate and deferred. And it, basically, it's exactly like the name says. One set of products pay out an immediate income, and the others defer before they pay out. So they're in two different categories, general categories, immediate and deferred. Now, there's actually four different types you can get. Really narrow it down to four. But again, the general types are immediate and deferred, and there's four different types you can get. The four different types, and I'm going to come back to these, but you can write these down if you're taking notes, is single premium immediate annuities, or what we call SPIAs, variable annuities, which are stock market based, equity indexed annuities, and fixed annuities. Again, SPIAs, single premium immediates, variables, equity indexed, and fixed annuities. I'm going to come back to this, but again, these are under two general types, immediate and deferred. But before I get off onto the technicals of them, technicalities of them, I want to kind of talk about some of the characteristics of them. Well, for one, safety. Matter of fact, I talk about safety. If you look at any sales brochure by any company, you'll see safety is the primary premise behind their sales information. I think it's valid. You know, a matter of fact, one of the most popular annuity companies that sells their product today, their slogan is, quote, sleep insurance. So these are not investments that are geared for your younger person in most cases. That younger person needs growth. They want a little bit of risk with it. This is more for your pre-retirement and retired group, for that money that's that sacred safe money, the stuff that they don't want to have to sit and worry about. They want to be on vacation, and they don't want to have to worry about those payments coming in every month. Kind of like a pension. Actually, again, we referenced pensions earlier. It's that pension payment that's coming in every single month. One of the other little advantages of an annuity is tax deferral. Tax deferral means that your money can grow in an annuity product, be it any type, tax deferred, even if it's not an IRA. So what's one of the advantages? Now, I'm going to tell you, as I said, today's goal is to give you the pros and the cons, just give you more information, not to try to sell them or bash them. The con: when you take the money out down the road, it is taxed as ordinary income. There is no capital gains break, ordinary income. So benefit, tax deferral, downside, ordinary income. It's like an IRA without the limitations, a limitation being the cap on how much you can put in. There's no phase out provision on a annuity. You can put in any amount of money in these things. One of the other advantages of them, they will pass around probate. And that's not just true with annuities. It's true with about any insurance product, be it life insurance or annuities. They pass around probate. Now, here's what I'm telling you. Don't rush out there and buy an annuity because it passes around probate or because it grows tax deferred. Well, you know, that latter, if you've got enough other assets in other places and you're maxing those areas out, that may be a viable option. But the probate thing can be done with a proper estate plan, and it should encompass everything. And that's a whole nother show. If you want to go onto our website, you can listen to some of our past shows about estate planning. So tax deferral, passing around probate, safety, those are some of the pros with them. Sometimes I get the question, can I have an IRA in an annuity? Yes, you can. Obviously, you shouldn't put an IRA in an annuity for tax deferral because it's already tax deferred. But is it bad or good or indifferent to have an IRA in an annuity? Well, it depends. It depends on a person's situation. I'm not going to say it's bad, or I'm not going to say it's good. I will say don't do it for tax deferral because you're already tax deferred. So let's talk about some of the cons. Typically, most annuities are illiquid. Illiquid in some way, shape, or form, be it a surrender charge, a single premium where you just simply have total illiquidity of your money. Many times the returns on them are not as good as what you can get in the stock market when the stock market is going up. Many of the dividends from the non-stock market correlated universe of options that we talk about week in and week out are better than the income from these, but they are safe. But again, I want to come back, and when I come back, I want to go into the different types of annuity products out there. Now, I'm going to stop and take a break. But again, the thing I want to really emphasize in this show is I'm not trying to bash these things. I am not trying to sell these things. I talk week in, week out about income options, the universe of non-stock market income generating options. So if you've got one of these annuity products, if you've got somebody trying to sell you one, if you're looking at one on the internet, I find there's a lot of people who search the internet for them. You know, you can go in and you can put your phone number in there and you will get a barrage of calls and the calls will not stop. Or you can give our office one call, take 10 to 15 minutes of your time, and I can spend about 15 minutes with you and just tell you what you're looking at. And again, I just want to talk about information in general and explain how these work. But the real thing I want to do is I want to put in your hands a couple of things. Number one, I'd like to put in your hands is a white paper. And its title is The Introduction to Non-Stock Market Alternatives. Talks about a lot of different options, so you can run a fair comparison. The other thing that I'd like to put in your hands is a book. For the first five callers that call in, I'd like to put a book in your hands, and it will explain these and a lot of items like these in general. The book's title is Financial Insanity. You've heard me talk week in and week out about not letting Wall Street permeate your thinking and your portfolio. A book written by a good friend of mine by the name of Dave Scranton. Got a few of these at my office. I'd like to give them to the first five callers. Again, our phone number is toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. We'd like to give you some information that can help you in your decision-making process. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the different types of annuities out there.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our seven-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You've worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about your return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you would get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principle, the seven core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Be one of the first five callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principle. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. 611-1966 for Return on Principal, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is Mark Falter coming at you again this week, and today's topic is annuities. Now, again, as I stressed before the break, I'm not trying to sell you on them. This is not an annuity sales pitch, and it's not also trying to sit and bash annuities. I've stressed that several times in the first part of our show. Today's show is to talk to you about them. You know, a lot of misconceived ideas about them, but the fact of the matter is, a lot of you listening to this show have either been shown them or own them or thinking about them, and my goal today is to just help you understand them. They're a confusing topic, that I'll grant you. So before the break, we talked about some of the characteristics of annuities, how they grow tax-deferred, how you can put an IRA inside of them, some of the pros and the cons of them. They're a very popular topic. The different things that you get every day, like a pension and Social Security, that are a format of an annuity payout. But now I want to go into the different types. And as you heard me talk about before the break, there's two general types. General type number one is an immediate payout annuity, and number two is a deferred annuity. Well, those are the general types. Let me go into some of the different types of annuities out there. There's four kinds, really. The first is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, format of an annuity called a single premium immediate annuity, or we call them SPIAs. You can still buy them. These things have been sold since the 1800s. And basically what it is a type of annuity where you give an insurance company your money, and you get a payout for life, or you get a payout that goes into a format of life. In other words, you can pick different annuity payout options. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. But a single premium immediate annuity, the reason that people want them is they want that guaranteed income. They want an income that they will get every single month for the rest of their life that they cannot outlive. And they will do that. You will give an insurance company your money and it will pay out a payment for life. These are the type of annuities that are an immediate type. You put a sum of money with an insurance company, it will pay a payment immediately. It'll pay it out for life, and there are different payout options that you can choose. Some of the different payout options consist of life, life, joint, and survivor. You can have it pay out over a period certain. Now, what the heck does this period certain mean? Period certain, say you pick a 20-year period certain. That means this annuity is going to pay out for 20 years no matter what. If you die, it's still paying out for 20 years. Why would a person want a period certain? Because if you pick a lifetime pay, it's usually a higher payment, but if you die 30 to 60 days after you purchase the immediate annuity, the insurance company keeps the money. So people don't want to run that risk. So they'll do a period certain, or they'll do a joint and survivor. Now, again, if you're just now tuning into this show and you're hearing this, you're thinking, man, that sounds an awful lot like my pension payout options that I got from the state of Missouri or from the state of Kansas. Well, the reason it sounds so familiar is because, as I mentioned before the break there, is that your pension, Social Security, all these things are just nothing but a format of an annuity payout. So, again, not saying that a fixed annuity is a bad thing. I will say that I have never marketed one due to the fact that I don't want to have that client run that risk of dying too soon, and there's other options out there to consider. I'm just telling you what one is. They are not nearly as popular as they used to be back years ago in the 60s and 70s, I will tell you that. But the fact of the matter is they do pay out a lifetime income. Now, I'm going to go into the other three types now. And if you're sitting here thinking, you know, I actually am right now at the point of having to make a decision on a pension. And it sounds an awful lot like this. This pension literally is telling me I could take an immediate payout. I could take it over 10 years, 20 years, lifetime. I could take it over joint. What the heck? Hey, give us a call. I could take those payouts. I run a calculation on them, and I can at least help you make your decision. Give us a call, take 10 to 15 minutes off the air, and if nothing else, I'd like to put in your hands a white paper titled The Introduction to the Universe of Non-Stock Market Alternatives. It talks about these and many other options just like them. Give us a call toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So let's talk about the other options. The other options are then variable annuities. So you've got your single premium immediate. We talked about those. Immediate payout. And then you got your variables. So what the heck is a variable annuity? I thought you said they're safe. Well, they can be some format of safe. You, in many cases, have living income benefit riders with these things. But the one thing I will tell you, been a lot of misinformation out there about variable annuities. One thing I'll tell you is a lot of people purchase these things, and the agent that sells them as though they're safe, fixed, guaranteed return on the money. And let me just tell you one thing. Write this down if you're listening. Variable annuities are called variable annuities for a reason. They vary. I know that sounds oversimplistic, but I point that out because I've seen so many people come in that are in their 80s that were sold these as a fixed return investment. They are not a fixed return investment. You are invested in mutual funds inside of them. Inside of a variable annuity, now is that a bad thing? Well, if the market's going up, it's not a bad thing. Now, you've heard me on other weeks, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on the history of the market today, but you've heard me in other weeks talk about the market, talk about where we're at in the market environment. And I believe we're getting ready for another major downturn. So is it a good idea to be putting money in the market at an all-time high? Well, you tell me, was it a smart idea to buy a house in 2007? You know, that's kind of where I'm looking at, but I'm just telling you how these things work. A variable annuity has mutual funds inside of it, and they don't call them mutual funds anymore. The technical term for these things are called sub-accounts. That's what they call them, sub-accounts. Now, the internal cost of the sub-accounts traditionally goes up as soon as you put it inside of a variable annuity. What does that mean? You take XYZ Growth Fund. It's a very popular fund name. If I mention it, you'd recognize it in a minute. You can probably find that fund inside somebody's variable annuity. Well, if you research XYZ on their website, you're going to find the cost of that fund is 5/10 a year to 7/10 a year. As soon as you smack it inside of a variable annuity, the cost goes up to 1 to 1.5%. Well, 1.5 probably a little high, 1 to 1.2% a year. Subaccount charges, then you've got your thing called a mortality and expense cost inside of a variable annuity. Mortality and expense cost is just the cost of the annuity company, basically to insure with a death benefit on the money that you put in. What that means is upon your death, there's a certain guarantee that you will get. Well, that mortality and expense cost pays for that. The stock market goes up inside of a variable annuity and you will make money. The stock market goes down inside of a variable annuity and you will lose money. The fees, and again, I'm not trying to say this as a negative, I'm just stating a fact. The fees inside of a variable annuity usually average around 2 to 2.5%. I've seen them out there before where they're as high as 4. Again, here's what I will tell you. You've heard me talk in different weeks about market trends, where we're at right now. Looks like we're in another secular bear trend. During these secular bear trends, the market only averages around 3% over the long haul. Well, you can kind of connect the dots there and figure if you're paying 4 and the market's averaging 3, going to be hard pressed to get that thing off the runway. I will say, though, with these riders, they do add a certain amount of risk reduction. One of the things that you can put on a variable annuity is a living income benefit rider. You've probably been talked about that before, heard about that. A living income benefit rider is not a actual contract guarantee. It is an income guarantee. Many, many, many people that own these things, I'll ask them the question, because they'll come in saying, hey, Mark, you know, I was told in this variable annuity that I was going to get a 5% guaranteed return, 6% guaranteed return. And I'll ask them, you actually think you're getting a 6% guaranteed return on the actual money in that product? Yeah, that's what I was told. No, it's not. It's not an actual contract guarantee. It's an income guarantee, and it's way different. And by the way, that rider has a fee with it. So that's kind of a little bit about a variable. And there are some benefits to the variable. Again, The variable does bring more safety in many cases, as opposed to investing in the stock market directly. And for the right scenarios, they might make a little bit of sense. I will tell you that I'm not a big fan of the first two annuities that I mentioned, that being a single premium immediate or a variable. Not a big fan of them. But again, today's show is not to try to bash annuities. It's not to try to sound like I'm selling you annuity. I just want to inform you about them because I find week in, week out, a lot of misunderstandings about these products. Well, I am going to have to stop for another break, and we will be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the other two types. Today, we just now covered two types, the single premium immediates and the variables. I'm going to be talking to you about the equity indexed and the fixed, the other two types, and talking about some of the advantages, disadvantages. And again, today's show is not to, and you've heard me mention that about 17 times so far, but I really want to emphasize that. I'm not trying to sell you an annuity. I'm not trying to bash them. I'm trying to inform you. It seems like, you know, because I did some research on this before I taped the show today, and that is everywhere you go to get information on annuities, you're either trying to sell them or bash them. There's no real information that's in between, and that's kind of my goal in today's show. But if you're curious about some just good old wholesome information about annuities that will kind of explain to you how they work, give our office a call. My goal in that 10 to 15 minute free, no obligation call is to just explain to you how they work, look at what you own, look at what you're thinking about owning, and explain how the thing works. There's a couple of things, and I do this week in and week out because I want to not just state a bunch of information and you know, hopefully this helps you out, but I want to put some meat on the bone, so to speak. And that is, I want to put something in your hands that you can actually get some useful information out of, that you can read, touch, feel, and taste. And the first thing I'd like to talk about is a white paper we got talking about the introduction to non-stock market alternatives. If you give us a call, talk to you about that 10 or 15 minutes, and I'd love to get you that white paper. Also, for the first five callers, a good book written by a good friend of mine that talks about all these alternatives. The book's title is Financial Insanity, written by a good friend of mine by the name of Dave Scranton, will help clear this up for a lot of you. I'd like to put that book in the hands of the first five callers. And again, my phone number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There is no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster. Get the income you need in retirement, regardless of how the market is performing.
To schedule a free, no obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
All right, well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you again if you're just now tuning in, host of the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. And today's topic is to bring clarity to the confusing topic of annuities. Today we're talking about annuities. And again, I mentioned, as I did before the break, my goal today is to not try to sit and sell you on an annuity. I don't want to do that. And I also don't want to sit and bash annuities. I know I was personally, and I've been in the industry 32 years, I was looking for some information to just kind of put this together today. And I was kind of not really surprised, but I feel your guys' pain out there. When you go to research annuities, you're going to find one of two sources. Either this guy over here that says they're horrible, that's a common name that you hear on the radio every day, and bashes them, or this guy over here trying to sell you one. I'm not trying to do either one. I'm just trying to inform you about them so you can make an educated decision. Because I know there's a lot of you out there that have looked at them, currently own them, or, you know, you're thinking about them. But that's my goal in today's show, is to just inform you. And before the break, we talked about some of the pros and the cons of them, the taxation of them, and we talked about there's two general types, immediate and deferred. Immediate payout and then deferred payout. In those two general types, there's four different kinds. You've got your single premium immediate, which we talked about before the break. You've got your variable annuity, which we talked about before the break. I want to talk about the other two kinds, the equity indexed and the fixed. And then I want to talk a little bit about the payout phases of annuities. So let's get into the equity indexed annuity. The equity indexed annuity, don't count me on this, but I think it was created. I know the company that did create it, and I don't want to mention their name on the air, but I'm very familiar with who created it. But it was created about 1991. And it's kind of like a hybrid product between the fixed and the variable. It gives you some of the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. And you think, what else is there? But what they do is they cap the upside. So instead of getting the full upside, in other words, if the market went up 10, you don't get 10. You get a percentage of the upside. When the market goes down, you don't lose any money. Well, that's basically the premise of an equity indexed annuity. And it's how they work. So the benefit is you don't lose money. The negative side, if the market goes up 20, you don't get it all. Now, I want to take a minute for fear of getting a little bit too complex, but I think it's important to understand, and I'm not going to go into all the crediting strategies, but I'm going to cover a concept, a topic here with the equity index annuities called crediting strategies. You know, if you get a percentage of the upside, how do they decide what percentage to give you? It's a thing called a crediting strategy. They basically look at the market over a period of time, and most of these things are reset annually. And based on the crediting strategy in which you pick, it determines what index and what percentage of that index you will get of it. In other words, the indexes mostly, most of the time, are the S&P 500. You can get certain types of products that will link it to the Nikkei. You can get other products that will link it to the gold futures. You can get other products that will link it to the Dow, the NASDAQ. But I will tell you, the S&P is usually the most popular. And they can look at it monthly. They can look at it annually. They can look at it over an average. There's lots of different crediting strategies. If you have been shown an equity indexed annuity, if you have thought about an equity indexed annuity, you go on the internet and research them, and you are utterly confused by all the different crediting strategies. There's a bunch out there. And then once you purchase it, you got to make this re-decision every year. Hey, give us a call. It takes us 10 to 15 minutes, and I can explain them to you how they work. No cost, no obligation, no sales pitch. I just want to inform you. And our toll-free number, again, is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And for those of you that call, I'd like to put something in your hands that will help you out in making this decision called the Introduction to Non-Stock Market Alternatives. Talks about these as well as many other options out there. And that's why I call my show what I do, the Retirement Income Doctor. It's about creating income. I'm not trying to sit here and sell you an annuity. Actually, we get a lot of calls from you guys. And sometimes you guys will ask the question, are you talking about annuities? No. My goal in today's show is not to sell them, not to bash them, to just talk about them. Now, again, I've talked to you a little bit about some of the pros, and many, probably the biggest con with most annuities is the surrender charge period. Most of your annuities have your money for a period of time in which you, if you draw money out during that surrender charge period, you will incur a surrender charge. The surrender charge declines over a period of time, and in most cases with most annuities, you are allowed a free withdrawal feature. That means you can take a percentage per year out, usually in the neighborhood of around 10%, with no surrender fee. And again, that's just the nature of these annuities. Again, the pro of these is that it's usually the sacred safe money that you want to have in these options. So we talked about, before the break, the variables. We talked about the SPIA, single premium immediates. Now we just mentioned the equity index annuities. I want to go into one final type. In my opinion, probably the easiest type to understand about annuities, and that is a fixed annuity. A fixed annuity, I often tell people, if you can understand a CD at a bank, you can understand a fixed annuity. It pays a fixed rate for a period of time. Many of them, if not many of the ones I know of, don't have fees in them. They're basically just like a CD with an insurance company. At the end of a period of time, you got to renew it or let it ride. You know, most cases you want to renew it. Typically, I will tell you, they pay a higher return than that of a CD. They offer tax deferral if the money is not IRA'd, which is somewhat of an advantage. Again, very pretty easy to understand. They're a fixed annuity. The latter three that I mentioned, those being the fixed variable equity index, those are usually your deferral products. You know, I talked about the two general types, immediate and deferred. The immediate type really is your, obviously, your single premium immediate annuity. That's your immediate payout type. And I know I covered a lot of that kind of fast, but that in general is your different types. Now, again, if you're confused and you're still not unsure, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. My goal is to not sell you on one. My goal is to not bash the one you have or are looking at. It's just to inform you of how they work. And I want to put something in your hands called the Introduction to Non-Stock Market Income Generating Options. That's my goal, is to put that in your hands, and it'll explain these and many other things in general for you. Again, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966, 800-611-1966. Now, in the last few minutes that I have available, I want to talk to you about the payout phase. The payout phases of annuities, or the stages of annuities. There is the accumulation phase. That's the phase, of course, in which the money is growing. Accumulation phase is when you put a lump sum in or put a monthly amount in. Usually most annuities don't take a monthly amount, but when you put a lump sum in, and then you go into your payout phase. It's when you start taking income from it. All right. Pretty much like a mutual fund, accumulation and a payout phase, or like a corporate bond, a accumulation and a payout phase. But then there's this thing called annuitization. The heck is annuitization? That confuses the heck out of everybody. And this is, I want to try to do this without confusing you. Any annuity, be it a fixed, a variable, an equity indexed, or obviously a SPIA, can be annuitized. What does that mean? Annuitizing an annuity basically means you give the money up to the insurance company, and they give you a payment for life. That's called the annuitization of an annuity. A single premium immediate is annuitized immediately. You can do that also with a fixed, a variable, or an equity indexed. Now, I will tell you, with the invent of many of these income benefit riders, I do not see the benefit in annuitization of an annuity. But it is just another option. And again, my goal today on today's show was not to try to sell you on one, not to try to bash annuities. It's just to try to inform you of how they work. So again, I want to stress the fact that the goal in today's show was not to take one side or the other, but just give a unbiased approach to these, because I found there's a lot of questions when it comes to these products. If you have questions on any of these annuity products, how they work, how they build up, give us a call. Give us a call. I'd like to do a couple of things. Number one, I'd like to put in your hands a white paper called The Introduction to the Universe of Non-Stock Market Alternatives. It'll show you these as well as comparisons to other income-generating items. I'd like to give that to you, and also I want to put in the hands of the first five callers a book that can help clear all of this up. It's a book called Financial Insanity. This is written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. This book will help clear this up for you. And again, for the first five callers, I'd like to put that in your hands. Give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Our goal on this radio show is income. Well, you know, when we visit the topic of Social Security, and as I do my meetings every week with people, I see that Social Security is playing a major part in most people's retirement income. So claiming and utilizing the right strategy is critical. I mean, it's not something you should look at. It's something you really need to take a look at. For instance, we run through our office, we purchase a software program that we use for our planning and our income planning with our clients. We've worked with five different software programs, landed on this one, and it will run an analysis. And I've seen in many cases the analysis make $100,000, $200,000. Heck, I've seen it make $400,000 and $500,000 differences over a person's claiming time frame, you know, from age, say, 67 or 66, whatever is full retirement age, until 85 or 90. I mean, it's made a huge difference. So, you know, one of the things that I've always said is by running these analyses, if I am able to allow people to extract another $100,000 or $200,000 out of Social Security, I will go to my grave feeling like I did something good. Social Security started back in the 1930s, and it was always meant to be a subsidy to retirement. Unfortunately, many people today are using it as a main source of retirement income. It amounts to quite a lot. Matter of fact, if you take a Social Security check, a $2,000 a month Social Security check, and you run that check out for 10 years, it's going to come out to $302,689. If you run that check out for 30 years, it's going to be over $1 million. So it's worth taking time spending talking about this topic. So I want to revisit again on this because I know a lot of people have a lot of questions with the recent congressional changes, but I want to spend a little time talking about the importance of using the right strategy. Let's talk first about the security of Social Security. I see a lot of people wanting to run out and claim on Social Security. Reason why is because they're afraid it's going to go bankrupt. Well, let me tell you, right now, we don't have to really fear that taking place. Matter of fact, the OASDI, the Old Age and Social Security and Disability Trust Fund, in 2014, 12/31 of 2014, had almost $2.78 trillion in it. Now it's got $2.81 trillion in it. Here's the facts. In 2015, the net income of Social Security was $920 billion. The expenditures out of Social Security were $897 billion. There was a $23 billion net increase. Now, listening to that, billions of dollars. Well, here's the only issue. I will say it is becoming less profitable. Matter of fact, I do Social Security workshops, and I've changed that slide three times that I use. I'm looking at it right now. It used to be $53 billion just a couple of years ago. Then it was $35 billion. Now it's down to $23 billion. So Social Security does have some issues it's going to have to deal with. Matter of fact, in 2010, the net income versus the expenditures passed one another. The net expenditures exceeded the income. Matter of fact, if it continues on the way that it's on, in year 2034, we're going to see what could be a 20% drop in Social Security checks. Now, Congress is in the process of introducing changes, and of course, the elimination of file and suspend was one of those changes to help them eliminate this problem. Some of the other changes that they're putting on right now, and some are happening and some they're thinking about, increase the maximum earnings subject to Social Security. Right now, it's $118,500. So if you make over $118,500, you don't have to pay Social Security tax on that amount over that. They're looking at raising the normal retirement age. Heck, they're doing that right now. Lowering benefits for future retirees. Reducing or impossibly eliminating cost of living increases. So there's several changes that are coming down the pike. But the good news is for people that are in their mid-60s right now, the baby boomer crowd out there right now, your benefits are not likely to be affected by this Social Security reform. So that's good news. So Social Security is secure. So the reason I emphasize this, I hate it when I see people run out at 62 to claim on Social Security because they think it's going to go under. Don't do that. Simply don't do that. If you need the money, that's one thing. But if you don't need the money, it can definitely pay you to wait. One of the things I want to do, especially in this time of giving and so forth like that, and I want to put in people's hands something, and I mention this often every week, something that you can really take advantage of. It doesn't really talk a lot about Social Security in this book, but it talks about, you know, Social Security is just part of your overall planning process. Everything, all of your investments, when you retire and you get, or you're getting close to retirement age, it truly becomes all about income. There's a book that I've run across, I promote it almost on a weekly basis, a book called Return on Principle. 7 core values to help protect you in good times and bad. It's written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. He talks about the importance of investments producing income. It's not all about growth anymore when you hit 65 and you have to take income out. You don't want to be selling shares in retirement. You want them to produce income. So for the first 5 callers, I'm going to give that book away. If you'll give us a call, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. We'd like to give that book to you, put it in your hands, give you something to read and talk about. But if you are concerned about your Social Security strategy, feel free to give us a call. We can run one of these analyses, I guess that's the proper term, and put them in your hands. We have the software to do it. How much can you expect to receive? Well, it depends on a couple of things. It depends on how much you've earned over your working career and the age at which you apply for benefits. So what happens is with Social Security, the point in which you decide to claim, they will calculate your payment and pay that to you for life. So at the point in which you claim, you stop the growth of it and you get that payment for life. A lot of people know that, but they don't really understand how Social Security checks are calculated. A lot of people think, well, they calculate them the day I take them. If I take them at 67, they calculate it that day. Actually, at age 62, each year's earnings are tallied up and they're indexed to come up with what's called your average income monthly earnings. They take the highest 35 years at age 62 and come up with your averaged income monthly earnings. They take that number and divide it by what's called bend points, 3 bend points to calculate your Social Security check. That's how they basically come up with it. Now, kind of some of the nuances of Social Security to give you an idea. If you take it early, you will get penalized. For most people listening to this show right now, your full retirement age, FRA, or your PIA, primary insurance amount at full retirement age, and what you're going to get, PIA stands for what you're going to get in the way of a monthly check from Social Security. You know, if your full retirement age is 66, you're going to get 100% of it. But if you take it at 62, you're going to get about a 25% reduction. If your full retirement age is 67 and you take it at 62, you're going to get about a 30% reduction in your check. But if you're concerned about some of the things we talked about on today's show, give us a call. Again, our toll-free number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Thanks again for listening. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at the same time.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.